State lawmakers allocated $88 million for the 15 regional transit authorities, $8 million more than what Governor Baker recommended. But because some of the funding is conditional, the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority may still be left with a budget deficit, according to PVTA Administrator Sandra Sheehan.
We're trying everything that we can to ensure that we maintain the current service.
The PVTA already raised fares by 20% this year. Plans have been drafted to reduce service on 36 of its 42 bus routes effective in September unless the higher state funding comes through. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.